for hanging out with us. It is the 4 o'clock hour on the Lori and Julia show. Giving away great tickets to Nicki Minaj later in our show for her Saturday night concert, April 27th at the Target Center. And there were a bunch of different Bravo headlines today.
Oh my God.
And so I came in to Lori and I said, I heard a rumor that Andy might be separating himself from some Bravo entities. And you're like, yeah, I heard it too.
Yeah, it's from a satire news website. Yep. So just so we know that. But it could be believable in the sense that BravoCon was canceled. They've got at least 4 different lawsuits pending.
So he is executive producer over...
He's the executive producer over all the Real Housewives shows
on Bravo.
And he's the executive producer and the star of all the reunions, as well as Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
So he's in on... It would be like if you and I produced... We did our show, and then we produced and did all the other shows here.
Jason, Alexis, Don and Steve.
There's a little bit, you know, like I wonder what it's like for them having the talent be in front of the screen and also behind the scenes. So maybe there's a kernel somewhere, but I can't imagine Bravo without Andy. But maybe they just canceled BravoCon because of all the impending lawsuits that are happening.
And it's an election year during when didn't they have it in November-ish? No?
Yeah.
I was just thinking,
I don't think that had any play into it at all, because it was always going to be like the second weekend in November, and they basically announced it last year after the success of it. So
weird. But here's Luann de Lesseps spoke up today because Leah McSweeney, who is a Real Housewives of New York, is suing Bravo and their production company for... having cocktails available.
Enabling drinking.
And here's what Luann said today. She said that nobody forced me to do anything on the show. If you're talking about drinking, I've been sober for a couple seasons.
She is not. We just saw her drinking at Crappy Lake.
Okay. Bravo has always been very supportive of my sobriety, in and out of sobriety, she says right there. So like I said, everybody has their own experiences, but it's never been my experiences, nor has it been a lot of the housewife experiences.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Luann is clout chasing a fake news story today because she's got some tickets to sell to her Countess tour. You know what I mean? There's no reason for her to weigh in on this.
Well, she says it's not in Andy's character to do any of this.
Yeah, but Leah filed this. This filed 3. She's 3 months late, but she didn't have anything to promote. Oh, Luann, sit down. Anyway, I don't think Andy's getting fired.
I know he isn't.
Yeah, I don't think so. But the word on the street is that Dorit has a contract that is not sealed and dealed. Okay, that she might possibly... go, that her future is in jeopardy. She could be a friend. I'm wondering if she's calling Piquet in London and asking if they can have a fake divorce or a real divorce so she can keep her job.
Yeah, Dorit, so we know already that Crystal is not coming back.
She was asked not to come back. She seemed genuinely sad because she had her best season ever.
Now, is Rebecca Minkoff related in any way?
She's not.
Okay.
Rebecca Minkoff is joining the Real Housewives of New York, the new one. And she's filming it. And Andy, the other day, I was listening to him on his radio show, and he said he couldn't confirm or deny it, but People Magazine has confirmed that Rebecca Minkoff is on it. And I cannot understand why they would cast her, because she is a big time Scientologist.
Well, she's got an interesting Scientology program than like Leah Remini did, because Leah Remini said after work she would have to go to the Scientology Center and work all night.
She was a kid.
Oh.
And Rebecca Minkoff, I don't know when she joined it, but her father is a big time Scientologist who was in trouble. And her status is clear. Tony Ortega did a thing on Clear. She's a very out loud Scientologist. Mm-hmm. She says she's a Jewish Scientologist, and it's a philosophy way of life for her. I mean, even John Hill, who's Andy's sidekick on the radio, he was like kind of, he goes, Andy, I can't believe you cast such an open Scientologist. Mm-hmm. And Andy goes, she's a Scientologist?
That's funny.
But anyway, here as for Rebecca's involvement, she wasn't active until she got famous. Now the church has her deep in her pocket. She didn't start that way. Her brother Yuri came on as her CEO. He's been a longtime spy for OSA, trying to make up for the damage his father caused the church. And Scientology is a snitching culture and is deeply embedded. Rebecca and Yuri's father is Dr. David Minkoff. He's a physician and a Scientology member, and he was partially implicated in the 1995 death of Lisa McPherson. Minkoff had his medical license suspended for a year after it emerged that he prescribed a sedative for Lisa McPherson at the request of the Scientologist caring for her at the Fort Harrison Hotel, even though he never examined her personally. If he had, he would have seen how bad her condition was, even though the Scientologists, they'd never rushed her to the hospital. This Lisa McPherson, her condition became grave. And I think she was like in a point where she was like ready to spill some stuff, and there was a traffic accident.
Okay.
And the Scientologist rushed in to care for her, and she ended up dead. And David Minkoff is still in business and offering a wide variety of quack medical treatments. And Yuri has his own fashion line connected to his sister's website, and she has moved up the bridge to total freedom and is considered clear as of 2014.
She's got diamond meritus status, and she's donated over $5 million to the church. She's good buddies with Jenna Elfman for capitulating her self-titled brand into the spotlight. It's kind of interesting.
No, it's kind of terrible that they cast this woman. And that's passing muster, because like
she was friends with actor Danny Masterson, who is a fellow Scientologist.
Yeah, it's gross, Julia. And I wonder how those other ladies of New York are going to feel about this when they find out. And she tries to snitch on them to Scientology or recruit them or whatever. It's weird, weird, weird. I told Brittany about this and she said, I have a Rebecca Minkoff bag. I said, well, that's
fine. That's so funny. It's in my house. Scientology is in the house.
It's in the house. I don't like it.
It's weird that he wouldn't know about it. That's the biggest part.
She is? And John Hill was like, Andy, are you involved with casting? And he said, I can. So maybe Andy didn't know, but I don't know. So Beverly Hills is in flux. Larsa Pippen and her ex-boyfriend Marcus Jordan are back together. They were holding hands on the beach.
No.
Yep.
Gross.
Isn't it?
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It is annoying.
It's become like the fly, that gnat that won't leave you alone, because you're together, you're not together. You go out for Valentine's Day, then you show us a ring, then you break up, then you get back together, then you tell us everybody, we're officially broken up, and now you're back together.
These two, she's 49 and she's 33. They're at the wrong time of life for each other.
Agree.
Yeah.
And just the fact that, like, your father is, that's the weirdest part to me.
Yeah, I know it is.
His son, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen were friends, are no longer friends.
But I feel like the kid, what's his name?
Marcus. Who Larsa met when he was about 5.
Yes. I feel like he must
spite his
kind of get something out of rubbing his dad the wrong way.
Well, then
that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a little daddy thing.
Maybe a daddy
issue. I'm just thinking there's a little, I'm going to date her and my dad can't stand her. I'm just saying, I just wonder if there's a little bit of that out there.
I like that, yeah. But I'm going to stick. If it were me, I'm sorry. I'm going to hang out with my dad, Michael. Larsa, you can go.
Same.
Bye.
Same.
Michael.
But he's your dad and you've always been with him, and maybe there isn't a lot of, it was a tough, I don't know.
You're right.
We don't
know
anything.
There's more to the story. There's more to the
story. I was just looking for a different angle, because why would he?
Oh.
I mean, if my kids did,
I have an answer. A theory.
All right,
what do you got?
But I mean,
I can't tell you. You have virgin ears today.
I know what you're going to say without even having to say it, Lori. Because I think you and I can both think it.
You two think alike. All right, look at the time. We're going to do the random thoughts right now then to save us from this. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Plastic Surgery, and also their anti-aging and skin clinic, which is right next door. And we are doing a very special event called Cosmetic Treatments 101 on Wednesday, May 1st, from 5 to 8. And we're going to be getting Q&A. We've got some nurses there. Dr. Jarvis will be there. Alberito Mercado is catering it. We're going to have, you and I are going to be demonstrating a couple of things.
You can have complimentary consultations. Exactly.
And I was in there today having a hydrofacial, and the lady, all the women, they're so excited about the event because they haven't had anything like this for a while. Mm-hmm. And there's so many questions that people have. There's been so many advances made with skincare. Space is limited. I think there might be 12 spots left.
Yes, it's filling up. Go to eventbrite.com and type in search Lori and Julia, and it'll pop right up. But hurry, space is limited. Yeah. Great prizes, too.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Well, all right, guys. That is all it is. All right. So Taylor Swift, we've heard before that universities across the country have started Taylor Swift classes that they're offering based on, like a humanities class would be something. But this guy at American University, the American Smart School, has decided that they're going to offer Swiftonomics. And they just wanted to say, how can they get more impact as an American? They just created a class called Swiftonomics. And they take a look at the financial impact of Taylor Swift versus the sociological impact. So they look at her business footprint, her earnings from her Eras Tour, her influence on Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. And that case is coming up soon. You know, that was in the paper the other day. And more. And the students who proposed the idea said, quote, many other universities are just creating Taylor Swift classes, but on subject is sociology and literature. I figured that this is a unique topic and an opportunity to capitalize on the academic trend. My hope was to get more people interested in economics, and what a great way to do it.
I think
that's clever. I love teachers that can take pop culture and do it. You know, yesterday you talked about that
real with life things.
Ripley's Believe It or Not or something. You said it would be great for a class study.
Oh, watching Ripley.
Yeah.
The TV.
Something like that.
Caravaggio and the art and the
art
way,
and everything.
The light and the dark and every way, the way it was filmed.
Right. In my humanities class at the University of Minnesota, we studied the one with the rabbit in the hot pot. Fatal Attraction, mm-hmm. all the symbolism in there and all the white, you know, and everything. So it's fun. I remember the class.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you can glob onto something in pop culture, I think it helps people learn. So I thought that was kind of cool. Let's see. Jason Kelce doesn't wear underwear. Do you know this?
Yeah. Well, the bigger statement is he doesn't use soap. He only uses it in the hot spots, quote.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good.
Well, soap could dry out your skin.
Yeah, so he only uses soap in the hot spots. But yeah, he doesn't wear a lot of underwear. He's talked about that.
Yeah, his boys like the freedom.
Yep.
Are not going to like his inner knee in about 15 years.
This is Correctamundo.
Yeah.
Correctamundo. That's a good message, Lori.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold dip for that one.
This made me laugh because... You know, Weekend at Bernie's, we for some reason watched that movie a lot. That movie just cracks me up.
Great movie.
And so the headline is, a woman in Brazil is facing charges after she wheeled a dead guy like a Weekend at Bernie's guys in to get a loan at a bank.
Her uncle.
Oh, it was her uncle.
And he died, I didn't know. He died 3 hours prior to this. Oh. And now video has come out today of her wheeling him into the car. But there's video out there. And it's hard to watch. But it's literally, she's at the bank. They started recording her. And she's like, his head keeps falling back.
Oh,
and she's
lifting
up her head.
I only read a quick headline without the visuals, and I thought that's kind of funny, but of course you're going to get caught.
Oh, she tried to get a loan for $3,400 from her uncle who had passed away 3 hours prior. She grabbed his hand and was like, you need to sign this, and like tried to sign it for him. They called the police on her.
That takes some balls.
Yeah, I would say
so. To try to act that out. Mm-hmm. The kid who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, we know that he was never in a movie before. And he was never in a movie after.
Right.
And he ended
up... You're talking the original.
Peter Ostrom.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he went on to become a veterinarian in New York City.
Yep.
He's now 66 and retired. And he still gets a royalty check every 3 months for $10.
That's it. I would have thought it would have been much more than that.
I wouldn't.
You really wouldn't? I mean, he was kind of like a main character.
Well, he was Charlie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
But I mean, think of how long ago that movie... I don't know.
I would have guessed, because it's every 3 months. I was listening to someone who was talking about this, and they did a guessing game, and I was like, probably $100 for every 3 months. $10.
The things aren't that big. Okay, so Time Magazine has named its second University of Minnesota professor to a list of the most influential people in the world.
I think it's the second person from Minnesota.
That's what
on
I said. That, didn't I say that? Oh, if
no.
I didn't, I meant
second
it.
University.
Second
of Minnesota.
Year. In a row, Minnesota has made the Time 100. Last year, it was Native American chef and indigenous food advocate Sean Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's University's Minnesota's professor Rachel Hardiman. She's the director of University's Center for Anti-Racism Research and Health Equity. She founded this department in 2021. They say that she is one of the most influential...
Wow.
I know. Influential innovators. You know, she's able to take tough things, make it... You know, talk about it with grace and is pushing forward some different things and talking about it.
So what an honor.
Rachel Hardiman.
What an honor.
Congratulations to be one of the most influential 100 people in the world.
That's wow. Sad.
I know it,
that's,
right? Yeah. A list we're never going to be on.
No.
Oh, you've influenced. I had a caller just call in that one day I'm going to get her on. She said some very, very beautiful words about you guys, and I want her to share those with you at some point in time in these next few weeks, so we'll get her on. But you guys have influenced...
I know, but you know what I mean. We're not brainiacs.
You are.
Yeah, Lori knew who the poet was.
Doesn't know who Dylan Thomas is.
I'm so teasing you. Me. I forgot his name, Lori.
I didn't know who he was.
Okay.
All right. Here's like a...
All right. I guess my English, I did almost have an English degree.
I never took English
classes.
And I missed third grade where you learn grammar. These things have haunted me for years. Haunted me. Okay, so...
Why?
I know it. WD-40. You know what the can looks like. It's blue with yellow on it.
It's about one of the few household things I feel comfortable schneidering and doing.
Okay, you use it on sticky hinges, squeaky doors, knobs. Yeah. There's a couple more things to it because I always have to rely... I've relied on Goo Gone. The smell is overpowering.
Yeah.
And you just can't get it off rags and stuff. It's just too much. But so here's a couple more uses for WD-40. And why it's called WD-40 is the scientist who invented it kept trying this formula, and on the 40th time, it worked to do what he wanted it to do.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes. So it removes glass and glue from surfaces without scraping. This is everything I'd use Goo Gone for,
but
it doesn't have the smell.
Yes.
It will help you erase crayon marks from floors and everything.
Hmm.
It repels pets. Now,
WD-40?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's a lubricant.
Yeah.
So it probably lubricates the crayon and it has something. But this one I liked because you were talking about, you know, ants. Casey, you're, you know, doing some things on the roof.
Oh, yeah. He was crawling around the roof in a jumpsuit with a big gallon spray thing.
Carpenter ants are coming out.
Yeah.
You know, and so last weekend I was up at the cabin and we have a unique one that flies. I think
they all fly,
they're huge.
They? They're,
I don't know.
I think carpenter ants
do they all
flyers.
Fly? Well, so I...
They're gross. So, they're so big.
They're huge. Yeah. And I'm just like, Jeff, get it. And so...
Yes, they do.
They do fly. Mm-hmm. All carpenter ants fly.
Yeah.
They have real jobs.
Yeah. And to eat wood.
Yeah. Reproductive carpenter ants have wings. That's what it is here.
Okay. So two things came up. WD-40. So we've had a wasp problem at the cabin on the apex, like at the top where our garage is, like a
that's huge. Where they love those.
They huge.
They can build and build in stealth.
We went up there, Jeff went up there with the power sprayer though and just got it down.
Yeah.
But you can spray WD-40 where they build and it's too slippery for them.
Yeah. Oh.
And also around the exterior of your house and use it like spray can for roach or something.
Yep.
They can't stand the smell, and it's slippery for your bugs.
Insect repellent for sure.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So I kind of was excited about that. Well, there you go, WD-40.
Less of an alcohol smell, I feel like, than the Goo Gone.
The Goo Gone is so overpowering. There's so many things, and you could also use it to waterproof your shoes and boots.
There you go.
And you don't have to buy that extra spray.
Yeah.
All right. Job done. I'm done. All right. We're going to find out.
Off you go.
We'll find out the traffic right now. Thank you, Graham.
Yes, you're welcome, Julia. Thank you for those random thoughts.
Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And we just can't just tell you how excited we are that you go get tickets and go see Beautiful, the Carol King musical. It's been playing there since the beginning, March 1st, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who goes absolutely loves it, whether you're familiar with the music or not. I mean,
Chances are, kids' age, you'll like it too.
Everyone likes it. Star Tribune called it, "The music will transport you." The Pioneer Press said, "You'll feel the earth move under your feet." And Lavender Magazine said, "Just go." And that's
we second that.
We do. Mm-hmm. This is a big Broadway musical with a cast of 29 singers and dancers. They tell Carol's story that you never knew. And it ends with her finding her own voice in the Tapestry album. But it is so good. It is happening right now. If you're planning a fun date with girlfriends, with a group of people, with your family, with your lovers, whatever, it's so good. JanessandDT.com. For tickets, Janice and Dinner Theater, always entertaining you. All right, so last night, Jimmy Kimmel had on Rob McAnally.
Oh, that was such a good story.
Say his name.
I can't.
It's a hard one.
McAnally.
McAnally.
We know a McAnally. That's why it's very hard, but it's McAnally, whatever. He's, Ryan Reynolds' partner in Welcome to Wrexham. They bought that soccer team. It was a really fun analogy when he was talking about it, because in Europe, in soccer, which they call football, if you don't have a certain number of wins, you keep dropping down to leagues.
Relegation, I love it.
Yes, and so basically Jimmy Kimmel said, so you could be a professional football team and you're back playing high school football teams.
Right.
And he said, basically, you're right. So they've, since these guys have bought it out, they've gone up two tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that show's fun. I do like that show. Do you watch it, Grant?
McElhaney. McElhaney is how you say his name.
McElhaney. Okay.
This is Ryan Reynolds singing how to say his name.
McElhaney. McElhaney. What ways to massacre and mispronounce it, there are many.
McElhaney.
It's McElhaney.
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 If there was doubt, now there won't be any. It's McElhaney.
He's so clever. He is so clever. It's scary.
He's great.
So then the musical guest was Chris Stapleton, and he's been around because he was just here last Saturday.
It was two weekends ago.
And then he was on Saturday Night Live, and now he's back in L.A. sitting down. And so...
Well, first he did a skit, a thing at the opening of the show where after Kimmel, after his opening monologue, he's got Chris Stapleton as the musical guest. We recreated... For the first time since COVID, the big stage behind the theater.
Used to be the Mercedes-Benz stage.
Yeah, and so and Stapleton's going to be the first guest, but he said, this guy's just such a good singer, we thought we would see if we could get him to wing it and sing it. And Grant posted this, if you didn't get a chance to see it. So it's, Chris Stapleton comes out. Here, should we just play it?
Sure, yeah, why not?
Yeah, because...
You are a fan.
Sorry, I'm just getting it lined up.
Kimmel is like just gonna, he goes, I'm just gonna pull cue cards for you, and I just want you to sing this song, just wing it and sing it in your style. And here we go.
So also he mentioned, and I had to fast forward because in the beginning he goes, I heard you were a big Full House fan when you were younger. And that's kind of what sets the preface to this whole thing.
These are lyrics that Chris has not seen, correct? You've never seen these?
Obviously. Yes.
Okay. Now, the music is going to be up to you. You got to play something on the guitar. But what Chris will do is he'll start playing a melody, and I will reveal the cards each one at a time, and then you will sing the words on those cards.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, you start playing, and then I'll show the first card.
This is really silly.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done this.
Now he's got Jesse from Full House with the mullet.
Anyway, it goes on and on, and then John Stamos comes out in a white suit, just looking like a snack and a half.
He's
so beautiful.
I loved his memoir.
Really, Chris Stapleton can sing anything.
He really can. And then Jimmy Kimmel wanted him to sing this song off of his album that he has never played live before.
Did he?
Oh.
Yes. And it is called, Grant, don't you have it?
No, I was looking. Oh. The song I had was the one we played here. So let me look for it. Sorry. My apologies.
It's about a woman. God, I thought that was what we were talking about in the double wide today. And you're like, Julie, you didn't watch it. And I said, yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
We were watching a different one.
We were watching completely.
I'll get the other one.
You didn't watch the beginning of the show?
No, I fast-forwarded right to when he sat down with Rob McElhenney.
Mm-hmm.
McElhenney, but he's doing that. Just a couple other things. Katy Perry is leaving American Idol.
Yep.
And she was asked who should replace her, and she said Jelly Roll. She said he would be absolutely amazing.
They're not going to have a panel with three guys. So I would like Luke Bryan to leave.
I think so too, but yeah. I think you make too much money. She just says she thinks the three of them together would be amazing. He has this great ability to give constructive criticism, but does it in such a nice way. But she just said,
when does he give constructive criticism?
He's been a guest host.
Oh, Idol mentor.
Yes, he's been an Idol mentor, and he's done some other things. But the other thing that
is anyone watching that show?
Well, we're going to watch it Sunday night. Should I tell you why?
Why? Yeah, tell me.
Because on American Idol, Lionel Richie and Ryan Seacrest will announce the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on American Idol.
Because Dick Clark Productions is probably going to air that.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan Seacrest is very much involved in that.
Yeah.
So that is what people will watch it. I think Loretta Lynn's niece or something is doing kind of well.
Okay.
I've heard that.
I mean, the other night they had 5 million people.
That's a good number. I don't know how many watched The Voice.
No. Yeah, they're not really doing they're not doing that well. I mean, it's okay, but I mean it used to be like they're down in their demos so much. In everything. They're down like 23% from last year.
Okay.
Just last year.
Okay.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. But back to Jelly Roll, okay?
He would be a good judge.
I think so. He was challenged to run in a 5K race next month, and he's lost 70 pounds. He's planning on losing another 100. Back in January, he was challenged to compete in a race called Two Bears 5K, and it takes place with these two comedians. And he took the challenge seriously, and he just kind of basically said, I'm doing 2 to 3 miles a day, 4 to 6 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes in the sauna, and 6 minutes of cold plunging. Boy, are people into that cold plunging. I try it in the shower every day. I can't make it.
Yeah, but that's not a cold plunge.
I'm well aware, Lori, but right. I turn the shower all the way to cold and see how long I can last.
Yeah, that's not the same. It can't last long.
I can't last long. Would you do a cold plunge?
I do it. I try it. Yeah.
I kind of think I would too.
I try it. Yeah.
I would too. But he seems like a neat guy. Grant, do you have it?
Yeah. So this was, I believe, remember, because this is the first time they brought back the Jimmy Kimmel Live, the outdoor performances. Yep. And the song that you were referencing was It Takes a Woman. And yes. I did find it here. And I fast forward a little bit because it's kind of got a slow beginning. Yes. But let's give it a little second
here. Never sang this live.
Live.
Right.
No.
She sings harmony with him and performs with him. Yes. So they're singing to each other last night. It was beautiful.
Staring at her every single time. Yeah. Every word he says, he's looking right into her eyes.
And he's...
Is her name Morgana?
It's Morgan. It's more M-O-R-G-A-N-E.
Morgana.
Morgana. And so Jimmy was showing Chris Stapleton's high school yearbook photo. He was valedictorian.
Really?
He was in student council. He was the hottest trend kid, voted something like that. And he's standing, he had an old Mustang convertible next to someone else's. So he kind of, and he never had the hair, you know, and he says, when I want to go incognito, I'll shave this off. Because he's so recognizable with the hair.
Yeah, and he's, certainly take off the hat with the turquoise.
Right. I saw him in concert last time he was here at Excel. Well, he was just here, but the time before.
He played at the New Orleans Jazz Fest in 2019.
Did you see him?
Yes.
He's amazing.
We stayed for like maybe 20 minutes because it was right when he broke. It was like that spring when Tennessee Whiskey, I'm remembering this right. And it was so crowded that Casey and I, there was another act playing.
That you were more interested.
Well, we were just like, well, we'll go down there. Because I really only knew the one song. But people, by the looks of it, it was just getting more and more and more and more crowded.
His voice is gorgeous.
You know, 2 weeks from today.
Is that when you're leaving?
The Rolling Stones. I leave in the morning because they play on Thursday, 2 weeks from today, from 5 to 7.
Happy hour. It's my time. I love it that they're doing the early concert set. I love it.
Jazz Fest is 11 to 8 p.m. every day, but the music is over by 7.
I love that.
And then people, you know, it's everyone's out by 8.
That's like a perfect time.
Kind of is, but I said to Casey, I said, we're going to see the Rolling Stones 2 weeks from today. He goes, is that already 2 weeks from today? And I said, let's work on the excitement.
I know, he just really hasn't been into it like you are. You know.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
To go. The hotels are, you know, because
peak,
it's jazz
peak
fest,
pricing, because it's peak pricing when everyone goes.
And, you know, then I did get us the little VIP thing, which now he's very happy about because we've got shade and bathrooms and I'm happy we've got a bar.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm happy for all three of those things for you.
Exactly.
And I'm happy for the report when you come back. Let's come back with Hollywood Speak. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning Rx with 7 Metro-wide locations. And people ask them and have asked us, because we talked about it, and love Learning Rx. What's the difference between brain training and tutoring? Here it is. Brain training is similar to tutoring in some ways, but remarkably different in others. The biggest difference is that tutoring focuses on delivering information to the students, while brain training helps students build stronger learning skills. Instead of simply reteaching information from class, brain training helps students become stronger, more confident, more independent learners through one-on-one games that attack the underperforming parts, cognitive parts of your brain, and opens up pathways. And it just, so instead of reteaching something you didn't learn the first time,
you're attacking
the cognitive skills. Mm-hmm. It works. It all starts with the assessment. Call them today. Mention the girls and your assessment is 50%.
Julia, I'm going to test your Hollywood speaking today with the sourcing. I'm going to give you the sourcing so you can tell me if you do think there's any veracity to what I'm going to give you.
Okay.
Are Mariah Carey and Lenny Kravitz secretly dating?
I hope so. I hope so.
Why do you hope so?
Because I think, why not? They both can sing. They both are very private in their lives, but yet
they're both the same age.
They both make great music.
Right.
She's performing in Vegas right now.
And remember, we did see him at Front Row at a Christmas show, and they were also spotted at least two different times at Craig's. And the word from Dumois,
I love this,
is that they're going to make their couple debut at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame later this year.
That
which
seems
I'm like,
odd.
That one, I was like, okay.
Now, why aren't they? That seems off. Yeah. It seems like maybe she should support him. I like this, though.
But is it wishful thinking? Are they really dating?
It might be.
It feels like they don't seem like they would be a match.
Okay, well, here's the deal. All we know about Mariah Carey is the three sound bits we get when she's on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, I know.
Or her concert. We don't get a lot of her.
Do you think she's been laughing about the J-Lo? Everything?
No, I don't think. Well, she doesn't know her.
I don't know
so
who that
she
is.
She wouldn't
That's
even know about it. Because it's interesting because I read today that Shakira, who announced her tour just 2 days ago, is already adding more shows. So J-Lo must feel really bad. But I love this. I think it would be super fun.
All right.
It would be super fun if it's true. He's so tiny. See, my issue.
She's tiny, too.
But you told me she wasn't.
We saw her in person. She came by us, and she had a fan.
She was teeny.
And she was with Nick Cannon, and we said that wasn't a good look for a perimenopausal woman to be with her much younger husband,
right,
carrying a personal fan because she was having a hot flash.
It was
I did not approve
no,
of that
No, it was hysterical.
Look. Yeah.
And I do think we don't know anything really about her. I mean,
we know
some stuff, yeah. But I mean, we don't know. She broke up with her backup dancer, Takika.
Brian Tanaka.
I like Takika.
Takika. All right, let's go to another one. This is from Life and Style.
But I think that might be also wishful thinking.
Yes, I do too.
But I love it.
Okay, you wish it were true.
I think it'd be fun.
Okay, mm-hmm. This is from Life and Style.
Okay, so it's 25% true, maybe.
Yeah, a source exclusively tells Life and Style that J-Lo has been trying to persuade Ben Affleck to have a baby via surrogate and claims, quote unquote, she finally got him to cave in. She nagged him until he went along with it. Ben's completely happy with the blended family they have, but he's agreed to have another. At the end of the day, he wants Jennifer to be happy. Terrible idea. These two are almost, their birds are almost out of the nest. I think Ben has a 12-year-old.
Yeah, and she, the twins that
are 16.
Yeah.
She's almost done. She's 55. Who the hell wants to have another kid? What is this, a baby Band-Aid? I don't like it. I hope it's a made-up story.
I think it's a made-up story.
Because
I saw that and I'm like, really? I doubt it.
But I could see her also doing it at
again,
the same time.
I had a big urge in my mid-50s. I had an urge to be a mom again.
Because you're down to the last egg. And your body's gasping.
Lori, I was past my last egg. I mean, it was gasping, but I really wanted, I mean, I thought it was because you thought, why would Madonna adopt these, you know, women who are, what are they now, 10 or 12?
Something like that.
And I thought, oh, I could see it.
Yeah.
Because kids bring joy. you know, and sometimes maybe they wanted someone who looked like
them. If they have a child.
They're not going to.
You don't think so?
Okay. No.
It's a bad idea. It'll break up their marriage if they do.
I don't know. All right.
You're almost done. I can't see him wanting to go along with
but
it.
But
they have
can
so
do
many
whatever
kids.
They want.
You still have the emotional responsibility of your child. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You can't, like, walk away from them unless you're Tom Cruise. But,
oh, wow. Way to get that good dig in there. That was a deep one. I like
okay.
that.
Okay. Fans slam Disneyland for allowing Bianca Censori to walk around wearing ace bandages as shoes because they have a no shirt, no shoes policy.
I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kanye's wife.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be allowed in public. It's a kid place.
Her feet were wrapped.
Yep.
With ace bandages.
Yeah,
those are not shoes.
No, they aren't. They should have banned them.
Well, they should have just said you have to put on shoes.
Yeah. We sell
for your own safety.
We sell Mickey Mouse Crocs right over here.
Right.
We've got the Daffy Duck too right next to them. Go get yourself a pair.
Carol Baum does a dramatic U-turn over those Sydney Sweeney comments. The top Hollywood producer, quote unquote, regrets.
Of course she does.
Attacking her acting abilities and branding her not pretty. She said she confessed to TMZ that dumping on an actor like that in public usually isn't her style, and she's gotten a lot of hate mail, and she wished she never said
it. Of course she wished she never said it, and she could just blame it on a hot flash or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was
she was talking to Janet Maslin from the New York Times,
who's a film critic, and Janet asked a lot of leading questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, writers can get things out of people.
And maybe it's out of context, but she did very much go all in on Sydney. So
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, me either. What do you make? Grant posted this of China's hottest grandpa walking the runway shirtless at the 2024 Shanghai Fashion Week. He's 87 and
he's ripped.
My goodness.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Is this a future for Casey? Could I get him being a zaddy model?
You could have him be a model in China. Yeah, you work on that. Right. You work on getting him there.
He learned how to ride a motorcycle a couple of years ago. He's modeled before.
We're just starting the second phase of our lives. The world is our oyster. We could do whatever we want.
Is it our second phase or is it our...
It's just our latest phase.
Thank you for not calling it the final act.
Absolutely not. No, we're just moving on to something different. We don't know what it's going to be. Lori's obviously going to be training Casey to run and to be a fashion model in China, and he's just going to be super excited.
Well,
darling, I've been thinking the same thing.
I was putting lotion on him the other day, and I was impressed that he still had his angel wings, his lats. They still stick out.
That's an impressive
from the front and back. I mean, his arm has been down, you know, it's down, been down and out.
I've been a wrestler my whole life, and those were a part of it, and I lost mine like 10 years ago. So good on Casey.
I did.
I don't even know how you get those things.
It's a triangle. It's a triangle.
Yeah, but I was very impressed.
Of course you were.
I love getting impressed by Casey.
I love that.
I know it. He's my favorite person.
Well, that's good.
I checked Hacked Off Hugh's Twitter account after he talked about the son making a settlement and the way litigation is handled in the UK. They make generous settlement offers to keep their dirty deeds from going to trial because they have a thing in the UK that if the damages are even a penny more, you end up paying
a huge amount
of the other
legal
fees.
You end up paying the legal fees. And think of these legal fees. Yeah.
So he settled his hacking lawsuit. Apparently, Harry's lawyer has let us know that News Group made an offer to Harry.
Yeah, I saw that.
They didn't take it.
Harry has now listed his U.S. address as his main address.
Yeah. Harry is still among 42 people.
That haven't taken it.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant was probably just sick and tired of it.
Well, 13 years of fighting it.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's interesting. It's very interesting to see what's going to happen. Harry doesn't care. And he's probably maybe got more money than Hugh Grant.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Diana had $500 million, didn't she, that she left her kids?
$25 million, the boys.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So close.
Yeah, so close.
We'll be back.